Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We're in the midst of Paul's testimony in Acts chapter 22. Let's pick it up in verse 10. So I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Rise, go to Damascus, and there you'll be told all the things which are appointed for you to do." And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that same hour I looked up at him. Now this is a Jew, a devout Jew, whom everyone there would say is a man according to the law. And yet he calls him brother because they're Jewish brethren. And yet he's going to introduce him to Christ. This is amazing. He said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth." And notice, you'll see the just one. He just saw the just one. But I think that the blindness is, it's real, but it's also to serve as a metaphor, that you are blinded to who you used to be so that your eyes can be open to who he is and who he wants you to be. "For you will be his witness," verse 15, "to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why are you waiting? Rise, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And this is a very specific baptism for Saul. He has had a revelation of Jesus. He has heard the voice of God. He has had his eyes closed to old Saul, open to new Paul, and now he goes down into the waters of baptism so that he can have an identity of resurrected reality. This will so impress Paul that he would write the 6th chapter of Romans and declare that as many of us as have been baptized into Christ were buried with him through that baptism and raised from the dead by the glory of the Father to walk in a newness of life. And Paul has that experience at the house of Ananias in Damascus. "Now it happened, when I returned to Jerusalem, was praying in the temple, that I was in a trance, and I saw him say to me, 'Make haste, get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me.' So I said, 'Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I was standing by, consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. And he said to me, 'Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles.'" And I think this is such an amazing moment that we get an insight into the private life of the Apostle Paul. He's now a believer, yet he knows he's going to be rejected by everyone. He says, "Lord, I killed their friends. I killed their brother, Stephen. I was the one who consented to his death." And the Lord tells him, "Get out of here. I'm going to use you to preach to the Gentiles." Paul's entire ministry is framed by that prayer meeting, that he knows that his ministry is not to the Jew, it's to the Gentile. It's to take this good news outside of that circle of people whom he had so harshly persecuted, and it will mark who he is and what he does for his entire ministry. I think it's interesting that in the 18th verse, the Holy Spirit tells him, "Get out of Jerusalem quickly, they're not going to receive your testimony concerning me." He's been warned from day one, the Jews are not going to accept me from you, and they don't. Paul causes a lot of problems every time he tries preaching to Jewish people, because they don't accept what he has to say. Peter would write at the end of his letter, "Listen to Paul. The stuff he says is hard, but take it." In other words, take the revelation. I don't think we really get how difficult it was for them to lay down Judaism and embrace the way. It was almost impossible, and it's tough even to this day to lay down performance. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.